You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning, happy Sunday, and happy Mom's Day. So, you know, I want to talk about all the moms out there. And it's not just moms of actual real humans. It's also moms of fur babies. You all know that I'm a huge supporter of a couple local animal charities here in Las Vegas. They're nonprofits. One is the Poppy Foundation, which is a no-kill shelter for cats. These are the wonderful people that take care of those kitties that might have been left behind after their owner has passed, or they have medical issues that require care. But it is a wonderful place to go visit and pet a bunch of kitties that give you all kinds of unconditional love. So it's wonderful. The other organization that I volunteer for is called Urban Underdogs. And what they do, which is really cool, is they take care of the animals that are the animals, both dogs and cats, they're owned by people that are homeless. So they provide vet care, they provide spay and neuter, they provide food, all of these wonderful things for these amazing animals. So those are the two organizations that I volunteer for that, you know, support the fur baby parents out there. So give your mom a hug, send your mom a blessing spiritually if she's on the other side supporting you. But today is a day to celebrate moms. So I'm going to go right to the calls. I have somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this? Hello, 702.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Linda.
Oh, hi, Linda. What's your question for me today?
Oh, I guess I want to know what's going to happen with my love life.
All right. Let's see. So I use tarot to focus. And then I draw five cards for you, and I look at a lot of things. Not only am I concentrating on the tone of your voice, but I'm also concentrating on what the cards are bringing up and what Spirit wants me to tell you. So here's the thing. It's saying the way to attract love to you or to enhance love in your life is by starting with doing something that you love that has nothing to do with another person. Okay, because what it's saying here is you have a card right smack in the middle of your reading that in my deck actually talks about love falling on you, all right? In traditional tarot, it's the Eight of Wands, which actually means, as one of the meanings of the cards, arrows of love, all right? But what it says here is that you have to be in an environment where you love what you're doing so that you're in the environment of joy, all on your own, and then love just comes to you. By the way, you don't end up alone in this lifetime. You actually end up with enhanced love or recommitted love, that you finally give yourself permission to have that in your life. And the two power months that are coming up for you, Linda, are August and September. It's interesting because you have the Lover's card in your reading as well. So next to the card that's called Arrows of Love, there's also the card that talks about meeting someone that actually can be your true, and this is how I want you to describe it, companion of choice. So I've started using those words with people because companion of choice doesn't belittle the relationship into, say, boyfriend or girlfriend. Do you see what I mean? Because that goes back to high school, and I'm not sure that we've yet to come up with a great term that really encompasses an adult, mature person that's seeking somebody more amazing. So years ago, I came up with the phrase companion of choice. When you start looking at it that way, companion of choice, then what happens is that you're actually being a little more discerning, a little bit more picky, and you should be, about the kind of person that you really want to align your life with. So what it's saying here is you have the Lover's card in exactly the right position, which means connecting with someone for all the right reasons and not just sexually, okay? So there's two different ways the Lover's card can appear in someone's reading. It can appear upright, which is the love at first sight from across the room, angels singing, harps playing, trumpets blaring, all of that, right? But then it's a sexual, lustful attraction. The challenge of that is, yeah, everything physically on the shallow level looks great, right? But then once you get to know the person, sometimes you might not like what you actually see. So you may have already on the second or third date, you know, had your little bumping privates together and then realize there's nothing else that you really want to do with that person. So that's the Lover's card when it's upright, especially how it's surrounded by the other cards. But you have it reversed, and I actually think the best way to get the Lover's card is reversed, because it's not initially a sexual attraction that attracts you to the person. It is so much more and so much deeper, and that's exactly the kind of love you're about to draw to you. And what I'd like you to do is, no matter what you do during your day, if you see someone that you find, you know, kind of nice, give them 2 seconds longer eye contact and give them what I call soft eyes. That's not really mine, but I'm adopting it. Someone told me that once, and I really love that idea, because you know when you can look at someone soft and when you can look at someone hard, right? Well, you want to look at someone that you think is nice with soft eyes. And whatever you can get yourself involved with that you enjoy, as a hobby, as a job, whatever it is, what it's saying here is that you meet the person or you connect on a deeper level because of something you do that you love. So I hope that helps, Linda. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Bye. I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this? Hello, 702.
Hi, this is Wendy.
Oh, hi, Wendy. What's your question for me?
Hi, Mona. I'm kind of like the same one that just had on there, just questioning about my relationship.
Okay, so are we currently involved with someone?
Yes.
Okay, and you don't have to give me their first name. Okay, here's the thing. There's no question in my mind this person adores you. No question.
Yeah.
Okay. But what I'm getting here is that you're trying to change this person.
Yeah.
Okay. So all I want you to do is start embracing them as though they are perfect the way they are. Now, here's the funny thing. It's one thing if someone chews with their mouth open, or they crack gum, or they pee with the door open. Those things you can fix. Right? Okay. Although there are some couples that have no problem peeing with the door open, I'm just saying. Okay, but what it's saying here is that this is someone that can only focus on one thing at a time. All right.
Absolutely.
So when you're very pure about how you present things, I would highly recommend that you adopt two energies. Are you ready for what they are?
Yep.
And you're gonna crack up. The first one is treat him like you're training a dog. Reward the behavior you like. Ignore the behavior you don't. All right? I know that's super simplistic, but it actually covers a lot of things. All right? Reward the behavior you like. Ignore the behavior you don't. That's the first one. The second thing is if something is driving you absolutely bananas, do the Oreo method. Do you know what the Oreo method is?
No, I do not.
Okay. So the Oreo method is, think of an Oreo cookie. You got the best parts, which are the crunchy part of the cookie. Then you got the squishy middle inside stuff, which I basically don't like that much. And then you have the crunchy Oreo cookie again, right? So what you do is you hit him with something that he does really well, okay? Then you sandwich in the thing you want him to improve on, and then you end with something that he does really well.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to give you a really stupid example. It is so thoughtful of you to make sure that you wash my windshield, or you keep my windshield fluid, filled up in my car, right?
Right.
It would be really cool, though, if you took your fast food wrappers out of my car. But I have to tell you how much I appreciate you keeping me safe. Do you see what I mean? So you say something that's great, you sandwich in the thing you want to improve, and you finish with something amazing, okay? Because what I'm getting here is that if you want this person to actually be a little bit more of the slaying dragons for you, then you have to keep what's the word? Celebrating what he's doing right, okay? Because he's going to be more likely to listen to what he could improve on if it feels like it's only 20% of you nudging him in a different direction and 80% thinking that he's okay.
Got it.
Okay, now I want to tell you.
Like rewarding a dog for something good.
reward the behavior you like, ignore the behavior you don't. But if something's driving you nuts, it's like I can't. I had a girlfriend that used to crack her gum. That's why I brought that up. Drove me insane. Insane. Because it would be chomp, crack, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing more irritating than hearing somebody crack their gum when gum is actually supposed to be a silent, private pleasure, not a public rendition of the fact that you can make noise with it, right? So I finally had to say, you can't chew gum around me anymore. But I didn't say it just like that. I said, you know, you're so beautiful that I find that when you're chewing gum, it distracts from how pretty you are because people start looking at your mouth.
Right. Well, that's a good
I'd
one.
Rather be looking at your eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
right.
I'm telling you that when you describe it like that to someone, they go, oh, yeah, maybe I don't look so attractive chewing gum. Because I can't tell you one person that looks attractive chewing gum, which means gum is a private pleasure that you should do after you've had garlic in your car before you get to the next place.
Right.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
But
I agree.
But this one, I really like this guy.
He has a lot of addiction issues that we're dealing with right now. We've been together 16 years, so I don't want to give up on this. But with that being said, we're dealing with that right now. And
so,
just don't know what to do.
Okay, well, I have two suggestions for you. So you have a 702 area code. Do you actually live in Vegas?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
There's an amazing hypnotherapist that you may have heard me talk about at some point on the program. Her name is Tammy Reutman, and she owns an organization called Danius Dynamics. She helps people break addictions.
Okay.
She does group settings, and she also does individual stuff. But here's the thing, is that I have a pointed question for you. Have things improved since the COVID, or have they gotten worse?
They've gotten worse, and he's actually in a facility right now and could be getting out today, and I'm a little nervous. He's only been there 5 days. He's detoxing there right now, and they should be releasing him today or tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'm a little nervous.
What is his favorite food?
Chicken.
Okay. So is it like Popeye's chicken? Is it Chick-fil-A is closed on Sunday.
It's when I make chicken at home.
Okay, here's my recommendation. When he gets home today, I want you to say how proud you are of him for going through that because you know it was hard.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Then you say, I made chicken for us to celebrate your new beginning.
Okay.
All right. And in other words, you start assuming that this is the last time. And if you see him sort of slipping, say, hey, there's this really amazing hypnotherapist that I'd like you to go with me. And really what happens is you take some of the group classes with her, which you can benefit from too. But he can benefit from because you're going with him, and it's not initially about addiction. It's about allowing your best self to come forth. The whole reason that you were born on this planet to begin with was to be your most authentic.
Oh my God, that's exactly what you mean.
Exactly.
That is so.
So you say
exactly.
I know, right? So you can use that too. But if you go to my, I have another website called Vegas Astrology, and I do a monthly astrology webpage, right? But one of the pages on there is Danius Dynamics. So if you go to vegasastrology.com, then you can see Danius Dynamics and the group, some of the group things that she does. But all you have to do is call the office and say, when is the next group session for me to relax into my most authentic self, to not apologize for my authentic self? Because here's the thing, is that I actually see the angels are surrounding this issue with your man right now. And that the more you can say, I'm so proud of you for going through this. I made chicken for us for tonight. Look for something that you can watch together. Do you have like Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They've just started a series called Upload. Have you started to watch it?
I have not. No.
Okay. It's really good. And I don't even want to tell you about it, but each episode is only 20 minutes. So you could like binge it in the next 3 hours, you know, while you're having your chicken or whatever. But I want you to have a plan for what's happening today, okay? And then you reach out to these folks at Danius Dynamics and talk to Tammy's assistant about when the next group session is for you to relax into your most authentic self and that you want to go as a couple. And then if you find that he's struggling further, then you can actually, he'll already trust her, and then he can address the addiction issues with her.
Okay.
All right. Awesome that you called. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I
all
haven't
right,
seen
see
you
later.
Forever. I was so glad.
I know.
Thank
I
you.
Miss you so.
Oh, I miss you too.
All right. Thanks for calling. All right. See you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, oh, by the way, you guys, today, May 10th, 2020, celebrates 17 years of doing this radio program. Now, I started out on KNews 970, and I did this little half-hour show, and it's so funny because when I did the show, I had this whole philosophy in my mind that if you host it, they will call. And so I got on the air for the very first time. I was so, so nervous. And I got on and I opened the show, and you could hear my voice was just so nervous. And somebody called in, and I think my first caller on my radio program ever was a gal named Rose. And then she would call at least once a month on the program. But anyway, when I got done, I had maybe 5 calls in a half hour because that was all I could afford to actually sponsor for a radio program at the time. And at the end of the half-hour broadcast, my producer said, you know, that was a pretty good show for your first show. He goes, so how many of those callers were friends of yours? And I went, none. And he says, oh, that was super brave of you to actually do a radio program where you're expecting people to call in and you didn't have some keyword or code word for people to call just because it was your first show. So, wow. Anyway, I had no idea that people did that until my producer said that. So go figure, right? But anyway, 17 years doing this. It's so funny how time just seems to fly. All right, so I'm going to go to area code 951. Hello, 951. Who's this?
Hi, it's Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel. What's your question for me today?
Hey, do you see me moving or?
So here, the advantage of you planning a move, Nathaniel, would be that it would focus you. But I also think it would get you out of an uncomfortable situation right now. So it's saying that the environment around you right now is actually supporting the idea of you moving. So I would be totally on board with the idea of you doing that. Totally. Totally.
Okay.
Because it's saying that the current environment right now is actually going to help you. It's going to help you. Sorry, my cat just hit the speaker button. I was on speaker for a second there. Anyway, but it's saying that you focusing on moving or getting to another place, that the current environment is actually supporting you do that. So I would look at whatever options are presenting to you ASAP and move sooner than later. So, yes, I do see that.
Can you see me renting an apartment or a room?
Well, it's saying that you figure it out, but I'm seeing this big leap of faith that you end up moving. So there's something that that comes across your radar that opens the door for you, and I totally want you to step through it. So, all right, my friend, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hello. This is Mary.
Oh, hi, Mary. What's your question for me?
Things are kind of crazy with my entire family right now. My daughter's job, a relationship I'm in. I just kind of want to know where things are going with all of us.
So that sounds like a full reading kind of question. So do you have a specific issue I can help you with?
Yeah, my daughter's job.
So here's the thing. I don't know that your daughter was actually thriving at that job to begin with. So it may be that, well, first of all, there's an advantage. First thing is that if she's been furloughed or laid off, this says she'd definitely be one of the employees chosen to come back. So let me start with that. But secondly, I'm not sure that this is the job she really wants to do moving forward. So she's probably only working the job because it gives her a paycheck. She's not really working the job because she's thriving or loving it. So what I would suggest is, because there's a young man here, probably right around her age, or maybe a couple years younger, dark hair, dark eyes, that is either starting a business or works for another company that your daughter would do really well working with. So ask your daughter if she knows someone that's around her age, maybe a couple years younger, dark hair, dark eyes, that's working at another company that she wants to work at. Because when the economy starts to kind of gear up again, there's going to be a lot of shuffling around of people. And I'm very, very sad to say, Mary, that anyone that is over 55 or 60 years old that still wants to work is going to probably have the hardest struggle finding a job. But those people that are a little younger are going to be able to jump into something a little better for them. So when you say
I understand that, but this has nothing to do with the COVID. This is just something that happened internally, and there's just a mess, and it's a mess with her job. That's what I'm concerned about.
Okay, but see, what it's saying is that even if she gets let go, even if there is a issue, she's being shown what she either wants or what she doesn't want. But there's a younger man around her or a man around her age, dark hair and dark eyes, that actually will help her. So I don't know if that's a current co-worker or if that is somebody, in other words, it's somebody that would vouch for her, all right? Because there's an asshole here that's trying to make himself look good. And this says she's being falsely accused of something.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
But there's a younger guy, dark hair, dark eyes, either, like I said, around her age or a little younger, that's going to vouch for her, and that she needs to seek him out and say, you know, hey, has this happened to you? Blah, blah, blah. And have him act as her adversary. Now, if she ends up getting written up or let go or whatever, hours reduced or whatever it is, she's being shown that she's not supposed to stay there. But that's not a bad thing. Because they don't see
the
dark hair,
dark hair boy is what she needs to find.
Yeah, there's a young man, dark hair, dark eyes around her, that's here to help her. He's being sent to her as, quote, an angel, unquote.
Okay.
So, all right, my friend, thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you. You have a good day.
You're welcome. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from the... So so there's a couple of you here on hold right now that have blocked your number. So I won't be able to get you on the air unless you hit *82 to unblock your number. And then you also need to hit *1 so that I know you're in the queue in order to get on the air. So I'm going to go to area code 408. Hello, 408. Who's this?
Hey, good morning. This is Craig. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, hi, Craig. What's your question for me today?
What do you think about my energy field? How does that look to you?
Let's see. So my biggest, and before I'm even turning cards over for you, you're somebody that actually needs to have purpose and focus, okay? And right now there's a lot of energies being thrown at you right now. And what it's saying is that some of those energies are old, they're old tapes, they're old memories, they're old fears, they're old conflicts, they're old sorrows. That's being thrown at you right now, all right? And what it's saying is that you need to pick one at a time and release it. Because what I'm seeing here is as soon as you do that, and it actually says that things start really moving forward for you, Craig, by the end of this month, or even as quick, because you've got this number 5 card as a power card right smack in the middle of your reading. So it's either the next 5 days, or it's the next, it's by the end of this month. And if there's a numerology vibration that you already vibrate to that number, what it's saying here is there's something about the number 5 that's going to help you. But what it's saying is that you've got to pick out one at a time old issues that are holding you back. Because what I'm getting here is this is not the year where you almost get what you want. It's actually the year that you get into what you want. And because I got this number 5 vibration, the year 2021 in numerology adds up to a 5. So there's something you're doing now that you're going to launch in 2021. So I don't know if it means finishing the book, finishing the screenplay, getting yourself to a certain energy level so that you can accept the blessings that are coming to you in 2021. But you have, so it's getting rid of these old, it's old energies. Then you relaxing into the abundance that you came into this lifetime with, right? Then there's this card, this number 5 card, which in this particular case says the more that you are you, the more that comes to you, all right? Then you have this card. Now, I love this card. You're getting this card this way. You've worked really hard for where you are, all right? And whatever you've been doing for work, it's kind of, it's run its course. So you're good at it, but you no longer really want to do it moving forward, okay? The thing is that there's a springboard that goes from this to the next level for you. And the card that you have here is that it's the Wheel of Fortune card. But the way it's placed, it's saying that this is not some lucky winning publisher's clearinghouse or the lottery this way. Right. What it means is that you have earned your luck, all right? Now, the key to this card is pay attention to what ends up coming across your radar that you least expect. Pay attention to what seems to happen by coincidence. The fact you called my program today is an example of you paying attention to what happens by coincidence. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I can see that.
Now, here's the funny thing about you is that as soon as you can start seeing the humor in everything that brought you to this point, if you can see the humor in even your current situation right now, that you're being forced to address some things, then
right.
when you can look at this as a big, when you can look at this as a big cleaning out, then when you can step forward again, you're stepping forward in power. So that's what
power,
I get
yeah.
for you.
Power. That's good. That's good because I believe that the bully that was bullying me around was me not being able to be myself. It was difficult to be myself until I came out from underneath that bully.
Right.
It gave me this area where I'm able to release that. And
right.
what you were talking about is what I believe that I was getting into that excitement level where the unique part of myself internally where I am get to experience that excitement because of what you said, the abundance, that's the what you say, blessings or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Have
you thought about writing maybe an episode for your favorite show or a screenplay about your actual quest to step out from under the shadow of the bully?
Yeah, I keep getting Warner Brothers Studio. Somehow they might have something to do with what I'm going to be doing in the future, maybe through Warner
mm-hmm.
Brothers. I don't know.
Because
Could
what
be.
I keep getting, yeah, what I keep getting here is that all you have to do is have the project done and then network to the point of connecting with the right person that sees what you're, because what you're dealing with here is timeless. You know, there's
right.
nothing
yeah,
worse
exactly.
than a person's own inner critic, which are old tapes that come from how you're raised. But again, it's the karmic thing that you come in this lifetime to fix.
Yeah, I can, yeah, totally. That's been my whole focus on, you know, it's just to dive into that whole thing you're talking about in the past. When I did do that, what I found out was is that everything that I couldn't take care of in the past that went by, all those opportunities, now I see how love fixed everything, so I don't have to worry about it all.
There you go,
because
my friend.
The way I look at it is, on the left side where I had a brain injury, I was in a coma. I got hit on the left side, and so that was the side that where most people do the things they do, because if they don't do those things, then the outcome is not desirable. So they do those things in the control of a fear, you know, of stuff. So I got damaged on that side of myself. So I didn't even have that ability to even participate in the fear factor thing.
Mm-hmm.
Although I was still, I couldn't make things, you know, it wasn't like I could be longer to figure out what was going on because of that injury. It gave me a disability, if you will.
There you go.
So,
all right, my friend. I'd love to talk with you further,
yeah.
but I got a lot of people on hold. So
yeah.
awesome to
That's
visit
great.
With you,
thank you.
And thank you for calling in. See you later.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 347 area code. Hello, 347. Who's this?
Oh, hi. This is Katie.
Hi, Katie. What's your question for me today?
I am planning on moving, like maybe in August or October, between August and October. And I'm trying to figure out where I'm moving to. I'm kind of choosing between like Atlanta or Charlotte. And I just wanted to know, what are you picking up around that, or what may be my experience in either place, or any messages for me about that?
So, Katie, I'm mm-hmm. getting October as the power month. And it's based on either a job promotion or job offer. And the place I'm getting for you is Atlanta. So it's interesting here, because what I keep getting is that all you have to do, and I'm going to make this sound really super, super easy, because I really want you to do this easy. This is the
mm-hmm.
easy way, not the hard way.
Right.
I want you to describe in five sentences the ideal opportunity for you that would motivate you to be in Atlanta. Okay? Now,
mm-hmm.
that can be your living space. That can be what you do to earn money. That can be who you are connected with. But what I'm getting here is that there's a whole circle of people willing to help you get to where you want to go, and it's
mm-hmm.
time for you to call in your favors. There is some sort of a job offer or opportunity that's going to be presented to you within the next 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Which takes us to September, right?
Okay.
Which
mm-hmm.
means that the opportunity could be presented in September, you start in October, right? Or the
mm-hmm.
opportunity is presented in August, you move in September, and you start in October. But what I'm getting is that you have a whole circle of people here actually willing to help you, Katie, if you'll just let them.
Okay, I'm willing to let them help me.
Okay, because I think you're finally ready for that. So
yeah,
so that's
yeah,
my those are my thoughts. This is not the hard way; it's the easy way. And the easier you do it, the more amazing it's going to be for you in the long run. So, all right, gal pal, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. I've got somebody here from the 310 area code. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Angela Renee from Renee Tyler. How are you?
Oh, my God. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, my dear. And congratulations on 17 years. You're so well deserved.
Oh, my God.
I'm so
Thank
happy
so
for
much.
You.
Okay, hold on. I got to do a plug for you. Okay, so,
okay.
So guys listening, Angela Renee is one of the most amazing designers here in Las Vegas. She is. She owns Renee Tyler Designs, and it's size 12 and above. So she's actually provided me with some beautiful outfits, and actually I think one of the outfits I'm wearing is the outfit I'm wearing for Psychic View Radio on Twitter. So it's this beautiful light blue duster that it's just one of my favorite things to wear when I do a special event. But Renee Tyler is one of the premier fashion stores at Fashion Show Mall now, right?
Yes, exactly. And that's the reason for my call.
So have you gotten, because I understand that, you know, the outdoor malls in Vegas were able to open, but not the indoor malls yet. Have you gotten word on when you can?
No, right now it's still really up in the air. Of course, they're letting, the restaurants, and they are letting people do curbside. But, you know, luckily I'm blessed that I do have an online store, and I've really been working hard to kind of get that going because I feel like, you know, people are still, you know, people are spending money, but people are watching their coin, of course.
Oh,
but
sure, absolutely.
You know, it's one of these things where, you know, you just have to kind of, you know, with everything going on, you have to reevaluate everything and how are you going to move forward in
right.
this climate of what's going
right.
on, especially here in Vegas, you know. So, yeah, it's
so
a
what's
challenge,
your question for me?
Well, my question is, I really want to know, with everything that's going on, I mean, I feel like I'm on the right track. I feel like everything I've worked so hard to accomplish, I have done so. But a part of me is a little bit skeptical about moving forward in a retail space, considering the current climate. I have another year.
Mm-hmm.
My lease is up in a year there at Fashion Show. My question is, do you see me staying there at Fashion Show, or will I be relocating somewhere else, maybe even out of Las Vegas?
Okay, so what it's saying here is that you're going to relocate again. And you already, I think you already know that, because what it's saying here is that there's a door, again, you know, that your progression and your evolution to being a, you know, noteworthy designer here in Vegas is the fact
mm-hmm.
certain doors open for you, and then you step through the door because that's what universe is giving
right.
you.
Yes.
As long as you keep embracing the idea that you're setting a trend, you're setting a example, you're lighting the way for your very unique way of designing for people, then everything shifts for you. Okay? So what it's mm-hmm. saying is that yes, I do think that you're going to relocate. Yes, I do think that your designs are probably going to go maybe even a little bit more virtual. That you might actually start, and I don't know if this exists, but and I don't know if you have it yet, but I'm getting it specifically for you, Renee, is that what if you had somebody send you their picture, right? And then you
mm-hmm.
actually have them send their measurements to you. And then what you do is you virtually put an outfit on their picture. Do you see what I mean? It's like,
mm-hmm.
I remember way back when I was a kid, I used to have paper dolls, right? And then the paper
right.
dolls, you could put different outfits on, right? Well, of course,
uh-huh.
you know, I'm old enough to remember paper dolls. Right, I remember when I had my tonsils out way back when. Okay, paper dolls. Well, if
yes.
you actually could do sort of the paper doll feature on your website, that you have outfits
mm-hmm.
that are out there, and then there's that person's figure with exactly their size, and then that outfit goes
mm-hmm.
on that person with their size, right?
I
then
see. Mm-hmm.
What happens
I
is,
totally
is that
it.
May it may be how you put the industry on its ear, because I don't see any other websites doing that.
No,
it's just a
not.
Thought. So,
mm-hmm.
so here's the cool thing, is that you're supposed to light the way for others. In answer to your question, I don't think you're going to renew your lease. I think you're going to move somewhere else. And the card that is talking about you moving somewhere else is a door flying wide open, and you being welcomed wherever it is you move. So So you'll have everything set up. Your ducks are going to be lined up right where they need to be. So I'm seeing that it's very probable that you will move away from Vegas.
Uh-huh, I see. Okay.
And maybe more toward where you can really thrive and have the kind of connections that you could really thrive. And it's funny because
yes.
I keep getting the Los Angeles, Burbank, Hollywood, Malibu area.
Really? Oh, my
mm-hmm.
goodness.
Which is funny because New York would probably awesome for you. But I keep getting you being embraced by the West Coast. So,
okay.
All right, my friend.
All right.
Awesome to talk
all right.
to you. Thank you.
Awesome talking to you, too. Okay, honey.
See you
bye-bye.
Later. Okay. All right, bye.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 775 area code. Hello, 775. Who's this?
Good morning, Mona. My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Oh, hi, Wendy. I know who you are. So what's your question for me?
Congratulations on your 17th. My goodness.
I know. It's a long time. Okay, girl. What's your question for me?
All right. I've been off work since the middle of January. My doctor has approved me off through the 4th of June, but she says that she thinks I can go back. She's not examined me. It's just over the internet she's saying this. I cannot. Well, I'm going to approach her. We're communicating by email. I'm going to approach her around the 29th of this month and explain to her all the reasons why I need her to extend me at least a month. And more, will she do it or will I end up having to go to a new doctor?
Actually, it says here she'll extend you. It does.
Fabulous.
And you know what's so funny about your reading is the power number that's coming up in your cards, and it's the only number that's coming up in your cards, resonates to the number 2, all right? And the funny thing is the 29th of the month in numerology, if you add 2 and 9 together, it equals 11. And then if you reduce it further, it equals 2. So 1 and 1 equals 2. So you have 3 cards that resonate to the number 2. You have you're doing a very honest approach of your own condition and symptoms without sounding whiny about it. Okay? So when you're sending an email to your doctor and you say, I don't feel comfortable going back to work yet because of these reasons, would you please extend me for 1 more month? Actually, I would ask for 2 months.
I'm hoping to be extended off at least through October.
Maybe
1 month extension.
Right. We've talked about that before. But what I want you to do is ask for 2 months. And then if she gives you 1 month, then you wait and see what happens at the end of that month. Okay? But I'm thinking that if you ask for 2 months, you might get it.
Cool.
Right.
I will do it. And if I retire right now, I would get $23.23 a month.
Okay, so here's my other thought, is that I'm almost wondering, because of everything going on with COVID, I almost wonder if the age requirement for people to get their highest level of Social Security, they might reduce the age. So if that's the case, then you could actually retire sooner than later without actually having to wait till October.
Uh-huh.
Because I wonder.
Because
here's the thing, is that I said it earlier in the program, I am most worried about people that are over 55 being able to go back to work and that they would use the excuse of COVID to restrict people. I mean, it would be one of those little quiet prejudices where, oh, geez, you know, they're over 55. We probably shouldn't bring them back. Oh, my God, they're going to be a burden on our health system. Do you see what I mean?
Right.
So because of that, it might get to our administration and that there could be a big decision about Social Security. This is just my feeling. Nobody's brought it up until today, right? But nobody's brought up the idea of, well, gee, if we could reduce the age of people to, say, 64 to get their full retirement instead of 70, or reduce it to 65 to get, you know what I'm saying? So, because here's the thing, is that there are people out there that are going to be in that weird sandwich age, and I'm talking between 55 and 70, that are going to have the most difficult time getting back to work. Because here in Vegas, they're going to use this COVID as a reason to get rid of, quote, older workers or more experienced workers. That's just my opinion. But I think you're going to be fine. I think that you're going to be extended. So so stay in touch, Wendy. Awesome to hear from you. See you later.
Okay.
Okay,
I have
bye.
Respect to you. Love you.
You're so sweet. Okay, bye. All right.
Thank you.
I'm going to go to area code. I'm going to go to area code 551. Hello, 551. Who's this?
T, I actually heard that I was next in the spirit. This is T. I'm calling just to see what do you see for just me getting a new job and possibly relocating, because jobs is, I don't know what's going on.
Okay, well, you do know what's going on. There's a lot of employers using the environment right now to be very particular who gets a job back, right? I'm just saying, okay? So here's the thing, is that the vibration that I see for you, Tia, is that you're so accustomed to just taking whatever opportunity is simply presented to you and just going with it. But you, but where I really would like to see you put focus toward is I would like you to put focus toward the idea of describing the perfect kind of job for you, all right?
Okay.
So instead of just being, you know how, remember those old pinball machines where there was the metal ball and they had the little flippers at the bottom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember those? Okay. Well, the thing is that I don't want you to be the ball. I want you to be the flippers. All right?
Okay.
Because you've been batted around to this job or that job or whatever, and it's not really something you enjoy. You're just repetitively doing something, right? There's no level of creativity. There's no fun. There's, you know, cranky people that you have to deal with. So now I want you to describe, well, what kind of job is either the best next job for me or a stepping stone toward the job I really want to do? Because what it's saying here is that you're going into an energy that I call no compromise energy, where you're not going to just settle. Now, it's one thing to get a job because you actually need to support yourself. I understand that. But I want you to get a job that gears you toward something that you really ultimately want to do. So I would take out an index card, one of those 3x5 index cards, and I would write down the five things that would make the next job ideal for you. All right?
Okay. And my thing, do you see relocation?
Only if it's connected with the job. So, and the reason I say that is that if you were to find, just tell me what industry you've been in so far.
I've been in the social work industry, but here's the thing. I have all of my degrees in this field, but I am completely tired of the whole field. I want to
do something.
Okay,
so I have a perfect suggestion for you. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Start applying for jobs in human resources.
Okay.
Because your background is a perfect springboard to human resources. So it doesn't matter even if you get in as the person that just intakes new hires, right? Or you're the person that helps people fill out the application. Even if you're, quote, just an HR receptionist, because you are a sponge and you can learn so quickly, right? I don't care how you get into human resources, just get in it. Because you could eventually be a director of human resources or director of benefits or director of recruiting. Well, the cool thing about your background is that you already understand something about benefits. Okay?
Okay. I wanted to just ask, like you said, the no compromise, like, I really want to do something like, do you see me, like, getting involved in music? Because, I thought, like, a cool job would be maybe working for, like, Spotify or...
Okay, so here's how you... All you have to do is figure out how your qualifications now would relate to you being hired, and it doesn't matter what position it is, with an organization mm-hmm. that has to do with music, film production, entertainment, any of it, okay? Mm-hmm. So, for example, if you could get hired at, I'm going to use a huge company, Amazon.com, right? Well, mm-hmm. Amazon.com also has a whole entertainment side. But if you got mm-hmm. hired in there to do anything, then you could figure out how to get the attention of the people that do the media side of things. Or let's say you decide to get employed with iHeartRadio, right? But for mm-hmm. human resources or for getting new programs onto the station in some way, okay? There's a way where you can take what you know now and springboard it toward an industry that is actually where you really want to go. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I mean, is that the next job is either a job that is a stepping stone toward what you really want or the job you really want.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Okay.
And the job directs to the job directs you where you move, if you move. But I would start okay. with your city now and see if there's anybody connected with the music or entertainment industry that you can just get a job, even if it's assistant producer.
Okay, because I know I'm feeling like it's definitely time to leave this. I don't know if the supervisor, I'm not sure if she's influenced by my old supervisor because I was transferred to another department, but it seems like, I don't know if I'm just taking it personal because I'm emotional or if it's something really underlying with her.
Okay, no, here's the thing. I'm going to give you a different perspective because I think everybody listening is going to appreciate what I'm about to say, all right?
Mm-hmm.
The universe does a few things when you're supposed to make a change, okay? And mm-hmm. If the universe doesn't get your attention one way, it's going to get your attention another way, all right? You
okay.
have outgrown where you are right now. You have spiritually mm-hmm. outgrown where you are. You don't really want to be there. If you didn't have to worry about money, you wouldn't be working there right now, okay? That's
mm-hmm.
the truth. So, having said that, mm-hmm. the universe is going to do one of two things, or maybe both. The first thing is you're going to be made very uncomfortable where you are.
Mm-hmm.
That the only choice for you ultimately is going to be to leave. So, any decent job that's even a little tiny bit better than this one is going to get your attention, all right? The second thing is that you're either offered something so amazing that you basically blast through any fears and you take that job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one of those two things or both of those things is about to happen. All I want you to do is start looking at the companies that you'd really like to work for and see whatever opening is there. Because what
okay.
I love about you is that when people meet you, they love you. We know that to be a truth. So all
mm-hmm.
you have to do is decide and then start sending your resume and all that. Now, make sure your LinkedIn profile is up to date. If you don't have one, make one.
Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Okay,
bye.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking. The Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.